Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, you spoke about how life is a struggle.
Yep.
Almost a little bit of a downer to start off, don't you think? But yes. you were sharing how there are times in our lives where we think there's never enough time, there's never enough ability. You question, how do I do it all? You gave a great example of... don't you wish that you could get up in the morning, go do your hour exercise, come home, clean the house, prepare breakfast for everyone.
and start the day.
That's right. All before you have to leave the house to go to school or to work. It's funny, Ronan and I often, we've watched some shows on TV where the family all have breakfast together before the day starts.
Oh, really?
And Ronan goes to me, we're not that family. And I was like, yeah, I know. We never seem to get it in before we have to leave.
No.
So you're saying how life can be a struggle, or we have seasons of struggle in our lives, which I think if you've lived life long enough,
we all know that.
But you were talking about how then you gave this great quote from St. Padre Pio that says, the life of a Christian is nothing but a perpetual struggle against self. Essentially saying how we ourselves get in the way of trying to attain the life that God wants for us.
We are actually the work.
Mm. Yeah.
We are actually the transformation.
Mm.
We are actually, remember, Jesus wants a personal relationship with us, and so he wants to refine that relationship to be the best it can be.
Mm.
Now, on one side of the relationship is God, is Jesus.
Perfect.
Holy Spirit, who's perfect. And then there's us. So who's the one that's going to need more work?
Mm.
Me.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And you described it, I liked how you described it as this tug of war. Because as the scripture says, we want to live in the world but not of the world. And so it's a constant tug of war, battle between that perfecting us, becoming more who God wants us to be, and the struggle then versus the world of things that we desire.
Yeah, and I believe God wants us to have those things. He gave us those things in the world. He gave people ability to build beautiful furniture, to paint art, to design. You know, I'm just sort of using that as an example. And so when we see something, we are, wow, I want to buy that painting for my house. Mm. I want to see that painting every day. It's so beautiful. But the bell, and God desires us. He's our Father. He wants to give us gifts.
Mm.
But it's a balance between... how much do I have? I want more and more and more and more, this greed, this gotta have, and that's enough.
Yeah. Well, it really comes back to the heart though, isn't it?
Yes.
Because like I've written down on my notes here, we like things of the world, but we don't want to be attached to the
attached,
world.
Attached, that's the word.
Yeah, so attached is the word.
Yes.
That I can have wonderful paintings and art pieces in my house, but am I attached to them or am I attached to God?
Yes.
So it's really about that heart and desire for him.
Like there's floods and fires and earthquakes and devastation and people's houses gets destroyed. And I know it's hard and you can have tears because, you know, you all that hard work and effort. But when you see people and they say, well, hey, my family are safe and that is the main thing, you know, we can rebuild. Or if we can't rebuild as good as, we're still together. That's where they know the true worth and not crying over because my house.
Yeah, so it comes back to our heart. You then quoted Padre Pio again and you said, there is no flowering of the soul to the beauty of its perfection except at the price of pain. Do you want to explain a little bit more about that?
Well, I'll use an example.
Mm.
Diamond. A diamond is forged in the earth over centuries. And it comes from this black charcoal, this coal. But it's crushed, forced, pushed. Now, they could make artificial diamonds, but they do the same thing in a laboratory. They put the pressure, this coal, say, under pressure. Mm. And when it comes out, it's this beautiful, shiny, clear, like it wasn't black and not clear, like coal is, black coal. Mm. It's clear. But then you need the craftsman to actually cut it to perfection so you get the different facets of the diamond that we, us girls, and not just girls, guys, appreciate.
Yep.
But look at the skill. Look, firstly, the diamond had to go under this pressure, this refining, this this perfection. Yeah. But then you had to get the right craftsman, because I couldn't do it. You imagine me hacking away at a diamond rock?
I can actually, but oh, it good. Wouldn't turn out
But well. I would destroy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so all of those, and you can, I use the word skills, but all of that put together is like, it's been painful for that original diamond, for that original coal. Mm. Well, that's the same to us. Mm. For us to be perfect in the way God created us to be or wants us to be, his original plan, then, you know, it's like we've got to be squashed and molded and pushed and shoved and cut by him. He's the craftsman.
Yeah, we do have those struggles and challenges that come our way to draw us to refine us, but then to draw us closer to him, because surely we want to be refined, but then be refined to rely more on him.
I guess, yeah, also to see what substance we're made of. To see how pure, what is our attitude, what we are attached to. And all of us go through those struggles. No one does not.
Yeah.
Even St. Pedro Pio.
Went through many. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just looking here at the lyrics to the song Refiner's Fire, which, well, I remember from early days going to Mass, Refiner's Fire would be a song that we sung. And it is a beautiful song, and you can continue to sing it years and years, or lots of our hymns you can continue to sing, because it has such meaning, talking about purifying our hearts, let us be as gold, let me be as gold as precious silver. But it's refining our hearts. It then moves on to say, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. So there's this refining that happens in us through the life struggles, but that refining fire would draw us to a heart after God.
And it's the song, the words actually are so beautiful. You can see the maturity of the person, because at the beginning maybe we didn't choose to be refined and made holy.
Mm.
But as we walk with the Lord more and see the benefit of him, we choose that life.
Mm. Mm.
We choose to take on the struggle and pain.
Mm.
You know, there are so many saints who decided over the years, I have this disease within me. I have this sickness within me. They had tuberculosis or pneumonia or something, and they desired to use all of that pain for the benefit of others. So, like, oh, Lord, I'll put up with this pain and I offer it for those souls in purgatory. I offer it for, you know, people in the world. And God can use all of that for his purposes. Yeah.
The next verse actually says, purify my heart, cleanse me from within. And then it says, cleanse me from my sin deep within.
Yeah.
Like using the words deep within. Like
there's deep things.
That's right. Like it is going to this inner part of us.
Be painful.
Yeah. But to become that beauty, that perfection that Padre Pio is talking about, we need to be confronted with parts of us that we don't like, that need change.
And nobody likes it. Mm. Nobody. Mm. What? Sometimes we, you know, get on a high horse. What?
Mm.
I haven't got that in my life. Mm. And then when you realise, you go, yeah, I do.
Because it takes a real vulnerability to admit that there's parts of you. And it's funny because we can say at a surface level, I know I'm not perfect. I know I sin. But then when there's a confrontation where you actually need to make a change, actually need to go, you know what? I need to deal with this area of my life. I do. Gossip. I do
need to
lie.
Give it to Jesus to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that's another level again than just a surface.
Yes.
You know, I know I'm not perfect. Yeah. And essentially though, your heartbeat is pointing towards, yes, life is a struggle, but we can't go through becoming who God wants us to be in some sense without that. But then that all points to trusting and leaning on God, that he will be with us in the struggle. You know, it's not just for us to stay at the place of life's a struggle and that's just how it is, guys.
No, like, Jesus gives us the thing.
Mm.
Give me your burdens because my yoke is easy and light.
Mm.
Don't struggle with life by yourself.
Mm.
Life is a struggle, but when we give it to Jesus, he lightens the load. Mm. He gives us the strength and the courage and the perseverance and the sight and the whatever else we might need.
Mm. And that just coming in my mind now, that all goes together with not being attached to the things of this world because we're putting our attachment and trust in God, who is out of this world.
Mm.
And so we can, I suppose, look to God as
all source.
Yeah, that's
of all
right.
Life.
Yeah.
Of all ability, of all help.
Like
of
we
all...
know where our life is going because of that. Yeah.
Yes.
So the weekly challenge that I've got this week is to ask God for help in our struggles. So maybe something's come to mind as we're talking that you're like, yeah, okay, I'm a little bit confronted by that. Or right now you're going through a season where you're like, yep, every day is a struggle. Can't get that breakfast on the table.
can't get the delicious meal.
But at a deeper level, more than just that,
yes.
You know, let's ask God to help us in our struggles, that he would come in and be with us, even though we know he's there, like as in that maybe we would recognise it more and then we would turn to him more in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's our weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that our little chat has blessed you, maybe has challenged you and taken you further in your faith today. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.